In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So it's always kind of tough to talk to a new crowd, though I know some of you a little bit. It's even tougher to talk to the new crowd if somehow you're going to be working with them for a long time and you know a lot of faces, but you can't remember any names. But it's even tougher to talk to a new crowd when you know that some of the folks in that crowd, that would be you guys, have struggled and suffered in ways that perhaps no one had planned over the last few weeks. And so here I am, getting started with all of you, and I want to just walk through some of the experiences of the readings that I had this week while praying over them and thinking about you all. The first reading is from the prophet Isaiah. And if you know about Isaiah, you know that, well, he was quirky. He was a quirky guy. But he had a profound call from the Lord to speak the truth. And his call was to speak the truth at a very difficult time in the life of the Hebrew community. The Hebrew community had experienced in 597 and then again 10 years later in 587 the destruction of, over a period of time, over the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. 587, finally the tearing down of the temple, the destruction of the temple, raiding of the temple, pillaging of the temple. And the temple represented for them all that was good, all that was holy, that presence, that place where God lived among them. And all of a sudden, it felt like God wasn't among them anymore. And the Babylonians invaded, and the Hebrew community were dispersed throughout Egypt and Babylon. And Ezekiel was called to be a prophet during that time. And probably wrote his book with some of his friends while he himself was an exile in Babylon. And so the Hebrew community was strewn all over the place. And there was no church or temple to come to. There was no civil government anymore that held things together. There was no sense of unity at all in the community. And the message that we hear from Ezekiel this morning is a really rather simple message. Repent from your own sinfulness, which we all know we have and never goes away. We're always called into repentance. But most especially, Ezekiel says, turn to and trust the Lord. And that became his profound message. And it wasn't just his message. It was the message that he himself was delivering through his mouth from God. Ezekiel was speaking to the people as a prophet called by God to tell them to turn from their sinfulness, repent, and to turn and believe in the Lord. In the gospel reading today, we continue with the gospel of St. Matthew, and we see Jesus during this time of the gospel making his way from the northern part of Jerusalem, not Jerusalem, the northern part of Israel, down around the west side of the Jordan River and the Sea of Galilee, doing miracles and all the kinds of things that he was doing with these folks that he had called to be with them as his disciples and apostles, teaching and healing and calling people into a unity together around their God. And we've seen the last couple weeks where Peter, especially some of the other apostles, they weren't very responsive. They weren't doing a real good job, right? They weren't understanding. And so today, we hear St. Matthew talking about how Jesus called them into community with each other. How he knew that in their community there were struggles and sins and people were at each other's backs and they were taking advantage of each other and they were doing all the things that human beings do. And Jesus says, when that happens in your community and among you, this is how you fix it. You identify the issue and you do it the way Jesus kind of laid out, almost a mediation technique. But it wasn't about the technique. No, it was about Jesus inviting his brothers and sisters into a deeper and richer and more profound community so that they could turn to the Lord and believe in God. Because he ended this reading by saying the very simple sentence, wherever two or three of you are gathered in my name, I am among you. And so the lessons, you know, this week as I sort of, you know, prayed over them and sort of stuck with them and the context of what I was learning about ascension. Well, the one thing that came to me, I have to admit, is that we also know Ezekiel's most famous for being the lyric writer for them bones, dry bones, them bones. And that's about them bones scattered all over the place and God calling them bones into one body again. And that I believe to be part of what we're experiencing today as a community, as a large community here in Houston, as a community in Florida, as a community in Mexico with a terrible earthquake, as communities in Africa where people are starving to death because of drought, as communities around northern the Northwest where people's homes are being lost by fire. You almost can have a sense we're in those last days. Just like, by the way, St. Paul said, you know, we're all closer to them. Yeah, we're closer, but I'm not sure we're there. But what I am sure of is that we're on the journey. And I think it becomes then, in these times of difficulties, that all of us somehow are called to be attentive to. Difficulties in the lives maybe of your own family or yourself or your friends or fellow parishioners, fellow Houstonians, fellow Americans, fellow global citizens. We are called somehow to listen to the word of Ezekiel. Let go of that sin that keeps us from being brothers and sisters to each other and profoundly join together, as Matthew would have it, two or three at a time, and turn to the Lord. And I'm pretty convinced the Lord probably isn't going to make some miracle come that all of a sudden rebuilds everybody's homes or takes the floodwaters or the effects of the floodwaters or the earthquakes or those things away. But what the Lord will do, if we join together, His promise assures us that when we turn to each other in community together, we can become one and we can somehow, and none of us know how, through our relationship to Jesus and to His Father and in the power of the Spirit, we can somehow come to know that God in a better, in a deeper, in a richer way, by coming to know each other in a better and a deeper and a more profound and a more forgiving way. I just believe that's the call of the readings today, and it's eminently applicable to us. I don't know you all. I know Sam and Miranda have been working this week to gather some information about each other, what in the community, what's happened. And I know, you know, people who go to Emmanuel are struggling. They had 4 or 5 feet of water in the whole complex. And the bishop has invited priests and deacons from the area to lunch on Tuesday to kind of get a better picture of the diocesan picture. I don't know specifics, but what I do know is that as the new sort of pastor person in this place, I feel like there's something I know we can do together, and that is somehow be together. And so what I would invite you to consider, all of anybody that's been affected, which is, anybody, raise your hand if you haven't, actually. On Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock in the parish hall, we're going to take some scripture and we're going to give some opportunity for hopefully two or three or more of us to get together and be, in some ways, profoundly as we can, present to each other, and maybe be able to share our journey. It's not going to be a time where we're going to take notes so we can be the social worker on call. But it is going to be a time, hopefully, where we can take some notes to be able to be the brother and sister, the fellow follower of Jesus on call in each other's lives. So that we can milk these readings today, as it were, for all they're worth. So that we can put ourselves somehow into the shoes of Ezekiel and walk with him, even as he walked through the destructive times in Jerusalem around him. And so that we can somehow put ourselves in the shoes of Jesus and walk with him, even as he called his brothers and sisters who were fighting with each other to unity. And even as we can follow St. Paul's reading today, when he says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of all the law. That call to a deeper and richer experience of what it means to be brothers and sisters to each other. I hope to be able to see some of you here on Wednesday at 7. And if you can't make it, let us know. And if there are others who aren't here today for whatever reason, let them know. And hopefully we can come together and become some kind of a salve in each other's lives. Amen.